luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
Often jokingly referred to as the world's most prestigious retirement home, the average age in the US Senate is decades older than the average population. The median age of voting representatives in the US House is estimated to be 57, while the median age of the current US Senate is 64, roughly the same as the average retirement age in the country. Corey Alpert is a PhD researcher at the University of Melbourne and former Biden White House staffer.
Congress needs to look like the rest of America. And, you know, certainly increasingly there are more members of Congress from the millennial generation, from Gen X, as sort of the passage of time dictates. But no, it's incredibly unhealthy for our democracy that we are largely ruled by people who are not familiar with the technologies of the moment, who are out of touch with the way that life is currently lived.
Out of the 530 voting members in the U.S. House and Senate, 131, nearly a quarter, are 70 or older. Since 2023, 10 sitting members of Congress have died, all 65 or older, and a number of others have spent weeks and even months off the job in hospital. With 84-year-old Mitch McConnell currently out of action, Corey Alpert says this leaves elected officials unable to perform their duties.
If I were a voter in Kentucky right now, where there are huge questions around Mitch McConnell's health, where he is, certainly he's not casting votes in the Senate they sent him there to do, I would be incredibly frustrated with the fact that the legislator that was voted in to represent my interests is not there because of an entirely predictable health consequence of being of that age.
Questions have also been raised about the health of President Donald Trump, who, at 80 years old, is the second oldest US president after Joe Biden. At a congressional hearing in June, Secretary of State Marco Rubio had a heated exchange with Representative Ted Lieu when shown footage of Trump falling asleep during important meetings.
If Donald Trump cannot stay awake at these important meetings where the cameras are rolling, imagine what he's like when the cameras are not there. So I'm going to ask you, have you been at classified meetings where Donald Trump has fallen asleep or had trouble staying awake?
I've never been at any meeting where and the things you're showing me now, he was not falling asleep. And
so,
I think
so you're lying again, you're lying
of the
consistently
United States House of Representatives
to
asking
Congress
questions about sleep.
The age limit, however, is a controversial topic, raising concerns about ageism. U.S. Studies Center Research Director Jared Monshine says that age alone can't determine who is qualified for the job.
There's a lot of different ways to think about who is qualified for being in Congress and who is not. And there's been, especially when it looked like Joe Biden was going to go against Donald Trump a second time in 2024, a lot of consternation about there not being age limits. But at the end of the day, there's an argument to be made that age limits is basically unconstitutional and undemocratic because it prevents people who are otherwise qualified to run for office.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continued the job well into her 70s, and Corey Alpert says she is widely regarded as one of the most effective House Speakers in U.S. history.
There's also a tension with age limits because there are incredibly effective members of Congress who are older, and so we're going to have to figure out what a reasonable limit there is.
Still, in recent NPR polling conducted in May, 80% of Americans said they supported age caps in Congress. and with a record low 25% of Americans reporting satisfaction with the government in 2025, Corey Alpert argues that certain issues demand younger representation.
We should have significantly more millennials, potentially even now, given the age range, reaching into Gen Z to be able to reflect the voting population and to be able to reflect the fact that they need to legislate into the future, which I think is increasingly important in this age of AI, where laws need to be passed and legislators need to be thinking about a future 10, 15 years down the line, which a member of Congress who's 70 or 80 just simply is not doing.
So, why is it hard for younger candidates to break through? Ahead of the election of former President Barack Obama, who was the fifth youngest US president at age 47, many critics argued he was too young and inexperienced for the job. Sitting politicians hold a 90% re-election rate, with political parties favouring incumbents and often hesitant to bring in younger people. Corey Alpert says in the US political institution, age comes with advantage.
To run for Congress is often quite expensive. You need extensive political and donor networks in order to be successful there. And so quite often, people who end up running for Congress, they are 40. I think the median age of an incoming freshman member of Congress in this Congress is around 51, because they've had to work their way up through state legislature, through lower tiers, all the way up to build those networks and to build that visibility. And then once they get in office, there's a 10-year process, essentially, where the longer that you stay in Congress, the more powerful you are. And so the incentive is for members to stay in Congress for as long as they possibly can to gain more power within that system.
With the rising popularity of younger politicians like Zoran Mamdani in New York and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Jared Monshine says some younger candidates are breaking through.
I mean, you only have to look at the increasing political weight of folks like what they call AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is looking like she very well, if not may run for Senate, could run for president, or J.D. Vance, who is still in the early part of his 40s to run, be the next president. So I don't think that somehow that there's any real limitation to young Americans gaining access to office. I think if anything, we just are looking for the right political candidates to win our attention.
Corey Alpert says that while there are strong barriers, such as funding and incumbency, organizations like Run for Something are working to help younger candidates get elected.
These organizations are building those networks in that institutional capacity that they can then hand off to younger candidates, so that those candidates don't need to spend 30 years. They can jump in at 25 and have networks and have capacity that's built in to help them run. And Run for Something has an incredible success rate. They are getting more young people on the ballot. They are getting more young people elected on the Democratic side. And it's going to take continued effort on that front, on building large networks of donors that then young candidates can access without having to build them themselves over 20 or 30 years.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.